Okay, and then let's get over here to Danielle. Hi, Danielle. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Rye. I was wondering, could you tell me what the best time to take berberine is, and could you also explain some of the uses of berberine?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many uses for berberine. When it first hit the scientific stage big time was in research for people with type 2 diabetes, where people were given equal amounts, the same amount, of metformin, the number one formerly patented medication used for type 2 diabetes, and an equal 500 milligrams three times a day. And the others who also had type 2 diabetes were given berberine 500 milligrams three times a day. And what do you know? The berberine controlled the blood sugar just as well as the metformin, and it controlled the lipids, the cholesterol and triglycerides and stuff, even better than the metformin. So that's one big deal. But since that time, ma'am, the most outstanding effect of berberine that I can think of is it's a longevity thing. It stimulates something called the AMPK system. And if you put that online and into your search engine, AMPK system, you'll find out that that's a system that is also stimulated by fasting, which is known to promote longevity. So you can get longevity promotion. And then for anybody who's worried that berberine is also an antibiotic and it kills a variety of germs, but is it going to mess up my guts a bit like patent medicine antibiotics do? The Chinese settled that one by working with experimental animals, doing the DNA study on every microorganism in those animals' guts, and then giving them a bunch of berberine and studying them again, and they found it dropped from 300 microorganisms to 250. But the ones that dropped out, I should say approximately 250, the ones that dropped out were bad guy bacteria, and the berberine didn't mess with the good ones, the friendly ones. So there you go. That's a very brief rundown on berberine, ma'am.
Oh, that's wonderful. What's the best time to take it?
Well, I don't think there is any.
After.
I don't think there is any best or worst time. If you're taking it to get rid of germs, yes, then I'd want to take it away from meals because I'd want that concentrated amount of berberine to have the best chance of getting into my system. But if you're not taking it to get rid of germs, I think you just take it when you want to, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right. Is there 500 milligrams three times a day is the...
That was the type 2 diabetes dose in the research that they used.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you so much for calling. Appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.